Let's not waste any more of his time. We're honored to have him with us. Delegate Chris Saxman from Stanton joins us on the long line. He is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates representing the 20th District, which is Stanton and parts of Augusta, Rockingham, Highland County. He is also co-chair of the Virginia campaign for Senator John McCain for president. Chris, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Coy, how are you?
Very good.
Good to see you today.
Yeah, it was good to see you earlier. We'll talk about that. Saw Chris today at a presidential forum up at State Farm today, and it was good to see him there. I have to ask you first, though, the breaking news, the bailout bill in the House crashes 228 to 205. Bobby Scott, the only Virginia Democrat voting against the bill. Virginia Republicans voting against it. Rob Whitman, Thelma Drake, Randy Forbes, Virgil Goode, Bob Goodlatte voting for the legislation. Republicans Eric Cantor, Frank Wolf, Tom Davis, and Democrats Jim Moran and Rick Boucher. Your thoughts on this vote and the bailout and the meltdown?
Can we go back to UVA sports? How about Ron Burgundy? You just threw a clip of Ron Burgundy.
I certainly did. That was Ron Burgundy. Very good. Yeah,
you're
impressed.
Welcome.
It's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I was driving home from the forum and listening to the discussion on CNBC, and I got in, and you know, today you can put it on your computer and watch the vote tally now, and I just kept going. Why are they taking a vote if they know it's not going to pass? I kept thinking it was going to pass because they were taking the vote. I mean, if you don't have the vote, you don't take the vote.
Right, right.
In the legislature, we do that all the time. It's like, well, if we don't have the vote, we got to go back and renegotiate some things.
Yeah. Then I
saw the speech that the speaker gave, Nancy Pelosi gave before the vote. I was incredulous. I was under the impression she was trying to get votes for the bill, but I guess it's back to the drawing board, and hopefully they can come up with something else.
So what happens now for folks who don't really understand exactly the nuts and the bolts of this? Is there a debate now? Is there another bill? I mean, literally, what happens?
Well, one presumes that there'll be another bill, but it's not necessarily so. I think it's back to the drawing board, as I said. We deal with this all the time. Bills, I've had bills passed by the same number of votes on the Virginia floor, and we only have 100 people there, 100 delegates. And I've been able to pull the bill back, get it reconsidered, make amendments to it, and have it passed by an even larger number than actually killed it the first time. So it's hopefully not over, and hopefully they'll get back to work and try to figure out what they can agree on.
We're talking with Delegate Chris Saxman. Chris, what are your thoughts about this situation just in general? That, you know, the meltdown on Wall Street, the money is gone. I mean, you know, folks are saying that we're broke.
I don't think it's that dire, but we're getting pretty close. The mortgage industry, the mortgage-backed securities, the trading paper on top of paper, the lack of accountability in Wall Street, the lack of oversight, functional oversight in Congress. There's oversight, but you have to apply it. And then we also have in the market people selling products to people who shouldn't have had that kind of a product. And we had an entire breakdown along the way, and the bill came due, and there were warnings. This is not something that snuck up on people. There were warnings as early as 1999. Alan Greenspan warned us in 2003. Republicans, including John McCain, sponsored legislation to reform Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae back in 2005, and it never seemed to go anywhere. And I think a lot of attention is going to be paid to those who stood in the way of those reforms of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That's where it started, and people are going to have to be called to account.
We're talking with Delegate Chris Saxman, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, and he is co-chair of the Virginia campaign for John McCain. Chris, I heard you say something earlier today at a presidential forum that was hosted by State Farm for State Farm employees that I personally agree with very, very much, and it was this. You were talking about how lenders were basically flipping their mortgages like folks were flipping homes. They would issue a loan and then flip that mortgage to somebody else, you know, package it with other mortgages. So the goal became not to make a sound loan that made sense, but just to get a loan at all and then flip it to somebody else.
Well, yeah, I was kind of hoping you'd be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, like I talked to the lady in the Cowboys shirt, but not to joke too heavily on that. What happens is, you, in my mind, if you buy a mortgage from someone, you take out a mortgage on your home, that mortgage should stay in that bank. It shouldn't be resold and resold and resold, because the risk pool becomes distant from that person or that entity who owns the mortgage then.
Exactly, yeah.
And they don't know you. I mean, they're not the ones making the judgment. Should we lend money to this person? I mean, when we go to our local bank here, they have to know us. They have to know our balance sheet. It's not just, well, it's a risky loan at 5% or, you know, 5% down or no percent down. That's a very risky venture, especially when you're talking about the rapid escalation in real estate prices. And then you have that rolling on top of itself, and then they were betting on securities on the stock market with it, and then they didn't have any equity behind it. I mean, I just saw a video of Franklin Rain saying that these lenders, these mortgage companies, were only at 2% capital. And that leverage is beyond reasonable. I mean, Goldman Sachs. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Goldman Sachs right now, but at least they have 11% equity on their books to sustain that leverage.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you keep leveraging out like that, it's only a matter of time before the paper crumbles.
So both candidates for president have now called for a reexamination and a reinvigoration of federal regulations, many of which have been stripped off the books over the last 20 years, but putting some of those back on the books, and maybe even new ones.
I can't really comment on that because I'm not a federal legislator, but I think we'd have been well served if they had just enforced the regulations that are currently on the books. I mean, I just found out today that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac don't fall under Sarbanes-Oxley. Yeah, I'm incredulous to that.
Yeah,
that was one of the reasons that came out of our previous problems. We had this, you know, to put trust back in our equity markets and to make sure that investors knew what was going on, and to have more accountability and more transparency, and then to find out that, I mean, I'm still drilling down this, but if it's true that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were exempt from that, that's outrageous.
We're talking with Chris Saxman of Stanton. He's a member of the Virginia House of Delegates and co-chair of the Virginia campaign for John McCain. Chris, tell us now what John McCain brings to the table in this whole context, in regards to this meltdown, and why, in your opinion, he's the guy that we want in the White House in January to deal with this stuff.
Well, again, obviously the game changed again this afternoon, and I think you'll probably see what we saw last week in John McCain in leadership. I have no knowledge of this, but this is just my guess that he will call people back to the table and try to get something done. You know, John McCain has been a leader working in bipartisan efforts to reform Washington, D.C., to mete out corruption his entire career. And I think that's a testament to why he would be the stronger of the two candidates right now. He's just done it. He's worked with, you know, we were citing today at that forum, he's worked with Russ Feingold to pass major legislation. He worked with Ted Kennedy to press for illegal immigration reform. He will take the risk to get things done. I mean, Joe Biden said he'd run with him as vice president. Those are strong testaments from the other side of the aisle who say that John McCain is fearless. He will try to get something done and not just play politics with this. I mean, he recognized this weekend that the presidential politics was getting in the way, and he stayed out of the limelight but worked effectively behind the scenes to try to get the votes to get that bill to the floor, to get it over to the Senate. That's a testament to his leadership.
Chris Saxman is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates. Chris, before we let you go, at that forum today at State Farm, you had some very, what I took to be some very moving comments about the future of politics in America, and the need to get beyond this politics that seems to only be getting worse. And by that I mean we too quickly and too often demonize those with whom we disagree with on some issues. And your thoughts on that?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that back up. It is an issue that I have a great deal of passion for. I mean, yeah, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, but it doesn't mean I don't work well with David Toscano in Charlottesville. You know, I consider him a friend. I consider Chet Peterson, who was there today, a friend. And I would never say the things that are being said about some of the people at the national level who consider themselves to be friends with one another. We have got to get past that if we are going to function well as a society and as a country. I mean, you don't need one thing to talk about on the stump. It's another thing to do it in campaigns and actually show leadership on. And our society is... I think we're on the brink. We're in almost in a panic mode. Our economy's not strong, obviously. And if there's ever a time we need to come together and put away some partisan labels, put away our fingers and stop pointing and start working, it's now, because we're in a very competitive environment in the world today, and our enemies are loving the fact that we're fighting amongst ourselves. This is classically what happened in other great civilizations, and unfortunately, we're repeating some of those mistakes.
Chris Saxman is co-chair of the Virginia Campaign for John McCain and a member of the Virginia House of Delegates and a business owner in Stanton, Virginia. We've been honored to have him on the program. Chris, you're welcome anytime. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy.